A weak cold front has stretched across the region today and will pass through with little more fanfare than some extra clouds and the threat of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms, since there's not a lot of moisture for the front to work with and the mid-levels of the atmosphere are still fairly warm, so there isn't a great deal of instability to work with either. The cooler air behind the front will mix down slowly during the day and temperatures should still reach well into the 80s in most places, with perhaps a mid and upper 70s confined to the upper Adirondacks. In the wake of the cold front, high pressure will build into the northeast from the Great Lakes and southern Canada starting tonight. That high will then move over the area tomorrow and begin to shift eastward by Friday. Any lingering clouds behind the front will gradually clear out later tonight and allow for lows mainly in the 50s. Skies will then be partly to mostly sunny both Thursday and Friday with dry conditions and low humidity levels. Valley temps looking to reach the 70s both days as the high starts to shift offshore and warm air advection will begin. Warm and humid conditions are expected throughout the holiday weekend, with a front likely staying north of the majority of the area into the middle of next week. Some shifts in the weekend weather have been indicated in the models over the past 24 hours, with the mid and upper level flow potentially becoming slightly more amplified over the holiday weekend. This shift will allow downstream ridging over the western Atlantic to build in more over New York and New England and stall the front from getting through by Labor Day. Saturday still features a warm front lifting north and east of the forecast area with a slight or low chance of showers, especially north and west of the capital region, as much of the day may wind up dry for the rest of us. As we head into Sunday and Monday, more questions than answers exist as far as the locations of the front and disturbances moving through the region, as the models have been flip-flopping and the details from run to run over the last couple of days, so we'll continue to watch as the situation evolves. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe storms from eastern Colorado into the central plains, as scattered severe storms with hail and wind are expected this afternoon in that area. Isolated wind and hail may occur over much of Missouri eastward across the Ohio Valley as well, with locally strong wind gusts over the northeastern states. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Tuesday of 109 at, of course, Death Valley, California, to a low Wednesday morning of 30 degrees at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny and hot with a high near 90. In Boston, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 5 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 90. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s and a west wind between 5 and 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1948. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 41 set in 1969. Sunrise and sunset data for today. August the 27th, sunrise was at 6:14 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:38 p.m. For tomorrow, August the 28th, sunrise 6:16 a.m. and sunset at 7:36 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, hot with highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight with patchy fog. Still humid, though, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, and tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. And tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Friday, sunny with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, especially late in the day to the north and west of the Capital District, highs in the upper 70s and low to mid 80s. For Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and storms. I think a better chance to stay dry, though. Temperatures in the mid and upper 70s. Tuesday looks like showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.